This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Warning, the following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allyn Root.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, happy days here again. You don't hear this stuff on the national news. I'm the only guy who gives you the news that conservatives want to hear, need to hear, and the truth, the raw truth, and nothing but the truth. Michael Cohen's a liar, and so is John Harwood of CNBC. I caught your article, John. 7 o'clock this morning, West Coast time, it was up. So that was 10 o'clock East. You wrote an article that said the GDP was 2.8%. It wasn't. It was 3.1. And I lived through 8 years of the Obama abomination, the Obama nightmare, the Obama Armageddon. I called it Obamageddon. The Obama Great Depression, 8 years of misery and malaise, 8 years of Jimmy Carter warmed over, 8 years that no one could ever believe could have happened under an American president unless he wanted to destroy America and capitalism. You're trying to tell us that Obama was better than Trump because 1 year out of 8 years, Obama had 2.9% GDP. You're not mentioning the other seven were nightmares from Nightmare on Elm Street. Obama was Freddy Krueger in the White House. You didn't mention that. You didn't mention it was the worst 8 years collectively in the history of America in two ways. Number one, other than the 1930s, the worst GDP in the history of America. In the 1930s, I think it was 1.4% GDP for the decade, and Obama's 8 years, 1.4% GDP. It was the Great Depression all over again while he was spending $10 trillion in debt, while the Fed was dropping trillions on Wall Street. All they were able to produce, yeah, no food lines, no tent cities because of that, but all kinds of debt for the American people, for my kids and my future grandkids, all kinds of debt for the rest of all time, at the same time as he created the worst economy since the 1930s. And Obama was the only president in the history of America, in the history of America, since the American Revolution, since 1776, the only president to never produce 1 year of 3% or better GDP. And what did Obama say? Manufacturing's gone forever. What did Obama say? This is the new normal. 1% to 2% GDP is the new normal. What did Trump say? I'll create 3% and higher GDP. And what did he create? 3.1. And you didn't like it, so you lied. You said 2.8. You're a liar. You're a fraud. Your whole network, CNBC, is a joke. You tried to ruin my career, you losers. All right, we've got a poll question, then we'll go to Bill O'Reilly. Poll question, I just want to make sure you know it, is do you believe Michael Cohen? You watched his testimony yesterday, do you believe him? Text the word poll to 95577, and Newsmax will immediately send you a link to take the poll and verify your vote. We'll tell you the results later in the show. Text the word poll to 95577. Tell the truth. Trump has created the greatest economy since Reagan. Reagan beat Carter, and Trump has beaten Obama. Tell the truth. Capitalism works. Low taxes work. Low regulation works. All right, we got my interview with Bill O'Reilly from earlier today. Let's go for it. All right, Wayne Allyn Root with Bill O'Reilly. Welcome back to the show, Bill. How are you?
I'm good, Wayne. Thanks for having me in.
All right, so interesting day yesterday between North Korea and the summit in Vietnam, and also the Michael Cohen testimony. Lots of things going on, lots of moving parts. Let's start with North Korea and the summit in northern Vietnam. President Trump walked out of the summit with Kim Jong-un, saying you have to be prepared to walk away sometimes. That is the way to negotiate. But the question is, how will this play in the media with liberals? Will they say it was a big failure by Trump, or will they congratulate him for not cutting a terrible deal like Obama did with the Iran deal?
I think primarily will ignore the story, as they did yesterday. They gave Cohen like 5-1 coverage over North Korea. I don't really blame them, the left media, for doing that. There wasn't a lot coming out of North Korea at that point. I think my opinion, which is much more important than a liberal media's, is that you try Little Rocket Man is not really a rational person. He's not going to let you go in and inspect, which is really the key to any nuke deal there. And so Trump says, okay, we're not really getting what we want. We'll see you later, Little Rocket Man. And so these sanctions remain in place. That's what you have to do. You have to strangle North Korea and get China to go along with it. China's like, maybe, maybe not, some days, that kind of thing. So the effort was worth it. Nothing really came out of this meeting, but down the road, the deal could be struck.
All right, Bill, let's move over to segue to yesterday's Michael Cohen testimony. It turns out this morning, late breaking news, he's been referred for perjury for lying to Congress by Meadows and Jordan of the Republican Party. And will anything come of this? Got to refer to the DOJ. Will they ever actually react to anything? No?
No. That's a waste of money. Cohen's going to jail for 3 years in May. I don't believe that his testimony in front of Congress for 3 days is going to do anything directly to President Trump. Now, what may happen is the Democrats might say, okay, Cohen said this, we have to investigate that. We have to call these witnesses. I'll tell you something, Wayne, for your audience. Tomorrow, if I were President Trump on Friday, I would come out and say, this whole thing is BS. I'm instructing my children and anybody who works for my organization, if they are called to testify anywhere, anytime, any place, to take the fifth. Do not testify. Do not talk. This is not a credible investigation by partisans in Congress. It's designed solely to hurt me, a sitting president, and that's what I'm advising all of my people to do. Period. Because I see where this is going. Now, what does matter is the Mueller report. That will matter. As I said, nobody's going to change their minds, but legally, that matters. What Michael Cohen says doesn't matter.
All right, sad state of affairs. And by the way, while Cohen was busy testifying about Trump, and Trump was busy with Lil' Kim in North Korea, the House quietly passed two bills this week that hurt gun rights for law-abiding citizens. Or at least that's what the GOP says. Democrats actually think they didn't go far enough, and it's going to be harder to own a gun, more of a waiting period. What do you think about all this? What's happening? And should gun rights activists be upset?
I have to side with public safety, not with either party. So I'm siding with public safety. And we have seen in this country over a period of years dozens of people who are mentally ill, who are terrorists, who are criminals of the worst kind, able to get firearms. That's a fact. So I would say if a background check with the FBI is what is asked, I don't think that's too much to ask for a citizen. Because then you have it in the database. If you sell the gun, that goes in the database. It is easier to keep track of the firearms. Now, is that going to solve the problem? It is not. It is not going to solve it. Gun violence will always be with us in America. And it goes way back to settling the West, the Revolutionary War, the Constitution. Not going to solve it. But I think public safety dictates. Background checks are okay, my opinion.
All right. And before we let you go, tell us about your latest article at BillO'Reilly.com, The Woke Nightmare.
I believe that these far-left kooks, these progressive zealots, have gone so far now that Americans are going to rebel. I don't know how long it's going to take because there doesn't seem to be a central leader, all right, of the conservative forces in America. There isn't a place you can go to fight the madness. For example, these people use boycotts, sponsor boycotts against anybody they don't like. Well, where's the conservative force field to say, hey, Mercedes,
right,
if you're going to buy into that boycott, right, we conservatives aren't going to buy your car. Where's that fight?
Agreed.
I think it's going to come,
right,
Wayne.
Agreed.
I think I'm going to have to point you in charge of doing that.
Hey, I'm the perfect guy. I'd love to do it.
Hey, listen, I've written 12 books, Bill, and I tried to pitch number 13 to all the top conservative publishers, and it was The Conservative Attack. That's what it was called. And it was going to be a listing of all the bad companies with bad CEOs who hate conservatives or disregard conservatives. Let's show them the power we've got. Let's bring them to their knees. And I couldn't even find a publisher that wanted it.
Wow.
So I'm with you. I think it's time for us to fire back.
Yeah. Well, look,
I tried.
There's got to be an organization, a place where people can go, a place that can issue press statements and go on television. Because right now, the progressive zealots have the field.
Well, maybe you and I could do something about it. We'll make a little phone call together, and you and I could talk about it. Because you're the perfect guy. Forget about me. But you and I together, we could be attack dogs. All right, Bill, great to have you on, as always. Great honor. All right, O'Reilly Root, a good team. Good team. Sponsor of this show, by the way, Tangible Investments, and gold is making its move, man. Gold has just had one of the best 3 month runs in many, many years. And a major merger going on, or an intention for it. Barrick announced an intention to acquire Newmont Mining for $17.8 billion. At the same time that's happening, central banks around the world are on the biggest buying spree in 50 years, buying gold, buying gold, buying gold for their governments. Why do you think that is? And in the middle of it all is the sponsor of our show, Tangible Investments. Give them a call, 800-780-9000, 800-780-9000. Tangible has done billions of dollars in transactions with precious metals, and they'll show you how to protect your assets. And right now, if you can show to them that you are a qualified client who's bought gold or silver and have the receipt to prove it, they're going to give you a free fractional American Gold Eagle with a retail value of $199. Call them now and see if you qualify, 800-780-9000. Tell them Wayne Root sent you. Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root on behalf of my great buddy, Ron Corey. Ron's one of the most successful businessmen in Vegas. He's living the American dream, and he's written a hot new best-selling book about his crazy and dangerous journey. This Vegas tough guy had former Marine fought shady thugs, dirty cops, corrupt politicians, and mob wannabes. An entire city tried to frame him and put him in prison for 50 years. But my buddy Ron is so tenacious, he beat them all. And now he's telling the real story, nothing but the facts. Tenacity is the raw story of what it takes to make it in Vegas and the business world with the most colorful and shady supporting cast ever. Ron beat the police, City Hall, and stage 4 cancer. What are the odds? Only in Vegas. Tenacity is such a wild story. Hollywood now wants to turn Ron's book into a movie. This story is so good. Famous movie actor Michael Madsen of Donnie Brasco is the voice of the audiobook. Go to Amazon today and order Tenacity by Ron Corey as a book, ebook, or Kindle. That's Corey, C-O-U-R-Y. Visit his website, roncoreyauthor.com. For more details, go to Amazon to order Tenacity today.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS and you cannot afford to make payments to the IRS, you may qualify for the CNC tax program. This is a new program, and if you qualify, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Once you're accepted into this program, the IRS is forced to stop all harassing collection activities. No threatening phone calls, no wage garnishments, no bank levies, and no more monthly payments to the IRS. Get ready to write this number down. It's the most important number you'll ever need to end your IRS tax nightmare. Call Paramount Tax Relief at 800-547-4804 for a free confidential consultation to find out if you qualify for the CNC tax program. Once you are accepted into the CNC tax program, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Call Paramount Tax Relief now at 800-547-4804. That's 800-547-4804. Again, 800-547-4804.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root, the capitalist evangelist. I'm here to introduce you to a special company with the potential to be one of the great all-American stories. Fortum Resources is a publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fortum is led by Chairman Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man who built Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Mark has 30 years of experience in the oil and gas industry, overseeing contracts with Halliburton, ExxonMobil, and Hess. Fordham has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fordham also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. Fordham is traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Repeat, FTMR. This is a rare ground floor opportunity to capitalize on a proven energy industry legend. Please visit FordhamResources.com. That's Fordham, F-O-R-T-E-M, Resources.com.
War now.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network, live from Las Vegas, this is War Now, the Wayne Allen Root Show. Now, back to the Warrior.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, government's wonderful, isn't it? April 15th coming up fast, the day that will live in infamy. Man, if you're like me, you can't stand that day. You can't stand the IRS. You can't stand giving your money to the government. So disgusting. Woodrow Wilson, he's the one you have to thank for that. He invented the income tax and the Federal Reserve. Man, was that a bad year. I think it was 1916, I believe. Worst year in the history of America, worst president in the history of America. Woodrow Wilson, Obama, close second. Sam Landis is the greatest IRS tax lawyer in this country. No one wants you to cheat on your taxes ever. No one wants you to ever not file. No one wants you to do anything wrong. Keep it legal. But if you're going to win against the IRS, you want to pay the least taxes possible legally. And so Sam Landis is the greatest tax lawyer I've ever met. Handled my case, won twice. Guy's great. And until now, the services of tax attorneys were unaffordable to average Americans. Only the rich could afford top tax lawyers, which is why the rich win while the average American is screwed. But now Sam Landis, I challenged him, and he came up with the Lawyers IRS Resolution Services. Total cost, a monthly fee of only $190. I just saw an article that the average new car cost in America is $514 a month. So he's charging you $190 a month. Most cases are concluded in 3 to 6 months. You start with a free consultation with a tax attorney. Everything you say is protected by attorney-client privilege. It's easy to remember how to contact them. 1-800-WE-HELP-YOU. They're the sponsor of the show. They are big fans of this show, big fans and friends of Wayne Root. Call them. Tax season coming up. Tax season is here now, but April 15th is coming up fast. 1-800-WE-HELP-YOU, 1-800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U, because you're an underdog if you try and take on the IRS without Sam Landis. That's WeHelpYou.com, the letter U, or 800-934-3578. All right, Morning Joe, Donnie Deutsch. Remember I mentioned Donnie Deutsch and Wayne Root were the two up-and-coming stars at CNBC. They gave Donnie a job, they gave me two shows, they fired me because I was conservative. He's a big liberal. He was on Morning Joe and MSNBC. Claims Trump could start a civil war, and I'm not speaking hyperbole. He's worried about a peaceful transition of the presidency if Trump loses. Don't worry, Donnie. Trump's not going to lose. It's going to be a landslide. And then we have Representative Ilhan Omar, our wonderful first female Muslim, along with the other gal from Michigan, Rashida Tlaib. Can you imagine I have to remember names like that? She calls for the overthrow of dictator Trump, and it's inevitable. I want to read you the exact tweet. Congresswoman Ilhan Omar, I believe that impeachment is inevitable. It is also a terrifying notion. Nations struggle anytime they overthrow a dictator, and Trump really has the markings of a dictator. Wow. You can't even believe a congressperson could write a tweet like that and not be arrested for treason. And then she also suggested Jewish colleagues of hers, who are all Democrats, by the way, want to shut her up about Israel because she's a Muslim. That's why they want to shut her up. Folks, I don't care if you're black, I don't care if you're Muslim, I don't care if you're Latino, I don't care if you're gay. If you're a conservative and a Republican, I love you, I want you, I support you. And if you are a Muslim Democrat, I can't stand you. If you're a Muslim liberal, I can't stand you. If you're a Muslim communist, I can't stand you. If you're a black communist, I can't stand you. If you're a black liberal, I can't stand you. If you're a black conservative, I love you. It's about politics. It's not about color or race. But that's the only way Democrats now attack us. It's always about race. And let me tell you something. The question is, does she believe in Sharia law? The question is, she married her brother. The question is, does she believe America should be a free nation? Should we have a free economy? Should we have capitalism? Or does she believe that we should have a communist nation, a socialist nation, a Marxist nation? Those are the questions that matter. And there are all kinds of reports in the media that she married her brother, literally. Again, it wasn't because she literally married him and had children with him and all that. She was married to another man, and she married, I guess, her brother for purposes of bringing him into the United States, allegedly, maybe. That's what they're saying. All I'm telling you is there's some strange people on the Democratic side that are so radical and do not represent what America's ever been about or what it's ever going to be about. And it's scary. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, another one like that, don't even know what district she, home she lived in her district. Did she live in her district? Just another Manchurian candidate on the Democratic side. They invent these people. It's amazing. Kamala Harris, we need reparations to help blacks heal from trauma caused by America's dark history. So let me get this straight, Kamala. People in America today weren't around for the Civil War or slavery. I mean, by a century we weren't around. Are responsible to pay extra money out of our income to people who also weren't around when there was slavery, so we did nothing to them. Supposedly my great-great-great-great-great-grandfather did something bad to someone else's great-great-great-grandfather. I owe the money today. But wait, let's take it further. Wayne Root's grandparents didn't get to America until the 1920s, the early 1900s. My family wasn't here for slavery or civil war. I don't owe reparations. Why should people who weren't here, because they're white, owe reparations to people who maybe weren't here, but they're black? Or maybe weren't involved with slavery, like Obama. His father was born in Kenya. His mother was white American from Kansas. She never was involved in slavery, and the father was never involved in slavery. Why would I owe any money to him? Sick reasoning.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
We pledge allegiance to one flag, and that flag is the American flag.
Did you know the official national American flag has never been manufactured for retail stores? The one that Americans fought and died for. The one symbol that represents our Constitution. Now you can be a part of this great movement that's never been seen before. Together, we'll recapture America. Call 1-877-383-4777 or visit theofficialflag.com. Theofficialflag.com.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. President Trump's former lawyer, Michael Cohen, is finished with a closed-door hearing in front of a House Intelligence Committee. A second bill on gun background checks is headed to the Senate after passage by the Democratic-led House. The final vote was 228 to 198. Republican Congressman from Louisiana, Steve Scalise, on the bill that passed.
Their bill would not have done anything to stop these tragedies. Las Vegas, their bill wouldn't have done anything. What it would do is make criminals out of law-abiding citizens.
Those bills now both will head to the Republican-led Senate. Arizona Republican Senator Martha McSally says she thinks President Trump did the right thing by leaving his summit with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un after Kim refused to agree to give up his nuclear weapons.
The bad deal is something this president was not going to agree to, and I support him in walking away while keeping the pressure on to try and get a breakthrough for the full denuclearization.
McSally was speaking there on Fox News. This is USA Radio News.
Hey, not to brag, but Buffalo Wild Wings is the official chicken wing of the NCAA. Yep, soak it in. You know who isn't the official chicken wing of the NCAA? Your couch. Because your couch doesn't have a partnership deal with the NCAA. So do you want to be home on your couch, the official nothing of the NCAA? Or do you want to be at Buffalo Wild Wings? The official place that has lots of TVs and beers and screaming fans, and it's officially better than your couch for college basketball. Buffalo Wild Wings. Please drink responsibly.
Hey, Charlie Jones here. The new year is finally upon us, and to make 2019 a better year, it all starts with a good night's rest. And right now, MyPillow's best offer ever has been extended. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the end of the year special for the lowest price MyPillow has ever offered for their 4-pack, including free shipping. And their 60-day money-back guarantee has been extended through March 1st. Best price ever, free shipping, extended money-back guarantee. That's MyPillow.com. Click on the end of the year special to get 2 premium MyPillows and 2 go-anywhere pillows for their lowest price ever. And be sure to use my promo code.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hey, everyone. Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
We'll be right back.
WAR now. The Wayne Allen Root Show. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with WAR.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, WAR now. Fordham Resources is the sponsor of this segment of the show. I am the capitalist evangelist. I love making money. That's why, you know, the main reason I love Trump isn't the wall. The main reason I love Trump isn't, I can think of a thousand other things. He wants to undo Obamacare. Great, I do too. But the main reason I love Trump is I just wanted the economy to do well. I'm a businessman. I love making money. Making money is America, man. It's as American as apple pie. Fordham Resources is a capitalist evangelist dream. They're a publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. They're led by Chairman and CEO Mark Bruner. I was on the phone with him this morning. Mark Bruner's a great guy. Coming to Vegas in a couple weeks to be on my radio show. He's the legendary oil man who builds Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent a share stock to a $200 a share stock. One of the great Wall Street hits in history. Creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Were you one of the ones who benefited? This guy's amazing. And Fordham is now his new baby. So you got to pay attention. Fordham has over 350,000 acres of high-profile oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fordham also owns the rights to the enormous City of Gold mining property, 180 square miles. Fordham is publicly traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR, FTMR, and it's a great website. Go check it out, FordhamResources.com, Fordham, F-O-R-T-M, FordhamResources.com, F-O-R-T-M, ticker symbol FTMR. It's a company you want to know about. Before we get to calls, I want to mention that Twitter Legal warns Michelle Malkin her Muhammad cartoon tweet violates Pakistan's blasphemy laws, which are punishable by prison or death. You know, all of us need to boycott Twitter and Facebook and Instagram, YouTube. They're all terrible people. They're awful people. And they hate America, obviously. And they think that an American citizen has to live by Sharia law. And an American citizen can be in trouble in Pakistan for what we say. They don't realize there's a First Amendment and there's freedom of speech. And I don't care what Pakistan thinks. And Michelle Malkin doesn't care what Pakistan thinks. Here's the notice Twitter's legal department sent out last week. She tweeted out warning me to get legal counsel because anti-blasphemy Muslim zealots complain that my Muhammad cartoons tweet violates Pakistan law. I've been Silicon Valley Sharia, she said. And then all she did was she sent out a tweet in support of Charlie Hebdo after all their cartoonists were murdered by Islamists over a cartoon. She responded to Twitter's legal team seeking answers. I've written to Twitter's legal and media relations department seeking answers and comment as to why American citizens who use Twitter service are now subject to Pakistan's oppressive anti-blasphemy laws. No response yet. Hey, Jack, can you respond? That's the founder of Twitter, Jack. In an email to Twitter, Michelle Malkin states she's an American citizen who rejects Sharia law. She never agreed to any terms of service limiting tweets on her American law-abiding opinions of Sharia and Islam when she signed up for Twitter. I would like to know who or what government agency, private organization, or individual complained about my tweet, when they did so, what criteria you'll use to decide whether to take any action on the reported content. And many other great conservatives got the same warning, including Pamela Geller, after she criticized Sharia enforcer Linda Sarsour, who leads the Women's March against Trump, who was once, I believe, in prison, for trying to hurt Israeli citizens. It's just amazing. It's hard to even believe any of this is happening in the United States of America, my United States of America, Twitter, Facebook, terrible people. All right, let's grab some calls. Let's take Jerry in Kentucky on line one. Jerry, you're on with Wayne Root. How are you?
Thank you for having me on, sir.
My pleasure. What's on your mind?
Well, I see one of our district here where I live, Thomas Massie, voted against our greatest president on the border, emergency border protection. I don't understand these people. I don't understand these people.
Terrible.
He's trying to protect our country.
Is Massie a Republican?
And us.
Is Massie a Republican?
And he wants to vote against it.
Is Massie a Republican, I asked.
I'm sorry?
Is Massie a Republican?
Yes, he's a Republican. He's supposed to be a Republican. Yeah. Now we've got three or four more senators who's going to vote against the two.
It's amazing.
I don't understand it.
I don't either. They're rhinos. They're terrible. Well, I understand it. They're not really Republicans. These are, you know, the word rhino means Republican in name only. And they're bought and paid for by major corporations who want to bring in all kinds of illegals into this country to be cheap labor. You know, I mean, that's what it comes down to.
That's exactly what it is. Matter of fact, I live in the country, and you very seldom see an immigrant working in the fields. They're in our factories. They shut them down, and they restructure them. There are these companies here, and they pay lower wages.
I don't know if you saw this, Jerry, but the George W. Bush Library and the George W. Bush Foundation issued some sort of a press release a couple days ago, and they had a press conference, and the gal who was the spokesman for the Bush Library said that they stand completely for letting in many, 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 many more illegals, many, many, many more foreigners, because there aren't enough Americans to do the work. So that's what's happened to our country. The whole Bush family is garbage. The whole Bush family is awful. They're terrible. They're just complete traitors to the Republican cause, and that's why so many Republicans love, with such passion and intensity, President Donald Trump, because he doesn't stab us in the back, and he fights for working men and women, and he cares about Americans. He hasn't lied and gone back on any of his word. He said he'd vote and fight for all the things during the campaign that he's wound up fighting and voting for during his presidency. We love him. We think he's great. He's not perfect, and he hasn't passed as much as we'd like, because standing in the way are people like this Massey guy you just mentioned. Jerry, I've got to run. I've got to take other callers, but you're a fine gentleman and a great American and a patriot. Thank you for calling. Chase in Cincinnati on line two. Chase, you're on with Wayne Root. How are you?
Hey, Wayne. How's it going, sir?
Very good.
Hey, I was calling. I'm calling from Cincinnati. I was seeing what you thought about the current Democratic presidential candidates that have declared and why you think that some of them have gone off the rails on the left side of the seesaw.
Yeah, well, that's easy. I mean, look, Democrats used to stand for a little bit higher taxes, and now they stand for 70 to 90% taxes. Democrats used to stand for minor regulations. Now they stand for the new Green Deal, which is the biggest disaster that would destroy America, and you can never eat meat again, never eat a hamburger again, never eat a cheeseburger again, never drink milk again. They're going to kill all the cows. You can't drive a car anymore. You can't have a plane. You can't have a boat, anything that uses fuel. You can't have military vehicles. Our entire military would be decimated. They want trains that fly. I'm sure they believe in pigs that fly, too. It's the most hysterical, ridiculous thing I've ever seen. They believe in income for everybody who doesn't work. Nobody, if someone doesn't want to work, they should give them a check anyway. They believe everyone should have a union job. The things they believe in are so extreme and so weird. And then, of course, they believe in murdering a baby after the baby's born. You know, it was just a few years ago we believed in something, Democrats believed in DACA. Now they want completely open borders. Completely open borders. It's so extreme. They want to eliminate, abolish ICE. A couple of years ago, they wanted a woman's right to choose. Now they want kill the baby after it's born. That's why I believe Democrats are radical and crazy and whacked out of their minds. And that we've got to stop them because they're socialists and communists. And by the way, it wasn't Karl Marx. It was Stalin who had a quote. And I don't have it in front of me, but the quote basically says, socialism is meant to eventually lead to communism. Socialism isn't there on its own. Socialism is the economic system of communism. Communism is the political system. And so they do go hand in hand. They do work together. And socialists tell you that we only want socialism, which is horrible in and of itself and causes misery all over the world. But eventually, they all want to have communism. And you know it because you see it now. Democrats want to censor our thought. They want to abolish us if we're conservatives. They want to wipe us off Facebook, wipe us off Twitter. They want us to live under Sharia law rules of Pakistan on Twitter. Oh, that's not extreme. So there's my answer. Did I answer everything you wanted to hear, Chase?
Yes, absolutely, sir. Thank you so much.
All right. Thanks for the call, Chase. Got to run. We want to take as many calls as we can. Jim from Oklahoma on line three. Jim, you're on with Wayne Root. How are you? Jim, are you there?
Hello?
There you go. Jim, you got me. It's Wayne. You're on TV.
Yeah, Wayne,
how are you?
I want to thank you. I really enjoy your program. And I really respect Bill O'Reilly. But what he said, everything reported to the FBI, I have no respect for the FBI, period, Wayne.
Yeah, I agree with you.
And I don't know what they're going to do to win our trust back, but nobody in us veteran, the veteran community, which I belong to, I'm a disabled vet, is any use for the FBI or their constituents, you know?
Yeah, you know, I've said on my Twitter account in the last month, FBI stands for Fire Bureau Immediately. And FBI stands for Fake Bureau of Investigation, because they don't investigate.
That's
they only investigate conservatives.
I'll tell you what, it's not just here in the basics that's gone bad. It went bad in the beginning with the whole Hoover deal. Now, J. Edgar Hoover, that's where it started bad. When they started hitting up unsuspecting citizens in the United States, that isn't the job of the FBI.
Well, I won't comment on how bad it was under Hoover. Hoover started the FBI, and they certainly had some good times in the beginning where they did a lot of great things for America. And I still like some of the agents, special agents down in the ranks, but the ones at the top are all corrupt, all bad. They have a badge and a gun. They're just bureaucrats. So ignore the badge, ignore the gun. They could be the head of the IRS or the Agriculture Department. They're a bunch of liberal Democrat bureaucrats. All right, let's thank the people that make this show possible. VRA, Vertical Research Advisory, my great friend Kip Herridge. Remember these letters, VRA, and go there now and get 2 weeks free. The guy's up over 50% with his stock picks in the VRA newsletter for the year. And the year is March 1st, tomorrow. Can you imagine? Up over 50%, 5-0. I believe the number was 52%. Saw his letter yesterday. 52%. He's amazing. It is the top performing global investment and economic newsletter in the country. He has beaten Wall Street, and not just beaten it, but beaten it by a mile. 15 out of 16 years he's been in business. Amazing. Go to VRAinsider.com, tell him Wainwright sent you, and get 2 weeks free and experience it. So there's no phone call, there's no cost. You just go to a website, it's free, and you join for 2 weeks free, and you get everything free for the next 14 days. What do you got to lose? There is no cost. There is no risk. VRAinsider.com, tell him Wainwright sent you. Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. Because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit LightYourLiberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com. And regain control of your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
Let's have a chat about your debit card. The card you use for the things you buy every day. What if you could get cash back every time you bought those things? Well, now you can. Introducing Discover Cashback Debit. Just open a Discover bank account and start earning 1% cash back on up to $3,000 in debit card purchases every month automatically. Plus, there are no monthly fees or minimum balances. Now you can get cash back on the way you like to pay. Open a Discover bank account and get the debit card with cash back. Go to discoverbank.com/debit. Limitations apply. Excludes money market accounts. Discover Bank member FDIC.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root, the capitalist evangelist. I'm here to introduce you to a special company with the potential to be one of the great all-American stories. Fortum Resources is a publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fortum is led by Chairman Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man who built Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Mark has 30 years of experience in the oil and gas industry, overseeing contracts with Halliburton, ExxonMobil, and Hess. Fortum has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fortum also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. Fortum is traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Repeat, FTMR. This is a rare ground floor opportunity to capitalize on a proven energy industry legend. Please visit FortumResources.com. That's Fortum, F-O-R-T-E-M, Resources.com.
O'Reilly. Improve visibility and save $8 instantly when you replace your worn wiper blades with a pair of Bosch Icon wiper blades at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Get premium blades that ensure clear vision, plus earn double points on this purchase during O'Rewards Member Appreciation Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limits apply. See store for details.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
War now.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
This is War Now, the Wayne Allen Root Show. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, Cenogenics, sponsor of this show. They've been sponsoring this national TV show and my national radio show for about a year now. I think this is month number 11, to be exact. Thank you, Cenogenics. We love you. You've made Wayne Root great again. Anyone who watches my show knows that I look the best I've looked in 20 years. I feel younger, thinner, stronger, like Lee Majors. I'm the $6 million man, except it's adjusted for inflation. That was the 1970s. I'm like the $18 million man. Great job, Cenogenics. They make Americans great again. One American at a time. Give them a call. Free, no obligation. Consultation. Call 888-YOUNGER. They are my fountain of youth. They wiped about 10 years, 15 years off of my look. 888 Younger, that's important because I'm 57 years old on national TV. So that makes me more like 45 or so on national TV. So I've probably still got a 10-year career left. 888 Younger. 888 Younger. If you want to be younger, call. If you want to be older and fatter, don't call. 888 Younger or go to Cenogenics.com, C-E-N-E, and then Genics, G-E-N-I-C-S. Free, no obligation consultation. Tell them Wayne Root sent you. Here's how nuts our world is getting. Olympics are now allowing transgender athletes to compete with women without having gender reassignment surgery. It's as simple as this. Can I put it bluntly? Women and feminists, liberal women and feminists got exactly what you wanted. Women are never going to win sporting events ever again. You've changed history. It'll never be the same. Men are going to win every sporting event at the Olympics. Men are going to win every high school event. Men are going to win every college event. Because it's going to be a bunch of big, fat, ugly men who think they're women or make believe they're women competing against women. They're going to beat you at wrestling. They're going to beat you at softball. They're going to beat you at everything. Powerlifting, everything. You've ruined everything. You don't know what you're doing. You don't even understand the world. So am I anti-women? No, I'm pro-women. Shouldn't women have a right to win gold medals at the Olympics? Real women? People born women? Should real women have a right to win high school championships all over this country and college championships? Should it be male rowers who beat women because they're pretending to be women? Or they've had gender reassignment surgery? So in every way, they might look like a big brutish woman, but there's still a man inside. And they're big and gigantic. They got big, burly arms. They're going to beat you at rowing. They're going to beat you at powerlifting. They're going to beat you at softball. They're going to beat you at everything. And they're doing it right now. They won the wrestling championship at Texas. They won two Texas track championships. You got to be kidding me. This transgender issue is so ridiculous. I've always been pro-gay rights. Gay people should be allowed to do what they want to do. Absolutely. I have no problem with that. But they shouldn't be allowed to become the other sex and then competing in sporting events. This is outrageous. Crazy. Feminists have ruined everything. All right, let's take some calls. Don in Long Island, line 3. Don, you're on with Wayne Root. How are you?
I'm amazed at the lies and the deceit that they get away with in Washington. Hear the truth, and right away they start ripping you apart, and they won't listen to you, and yet they expect you to listen to them.
And they want to ban you. Believe me, they want to ban my show, I guarantee you. I guarantee you they want to go after my advertisers. I guarantee you they want to go after Newsmax TV. I guarantee you they want to take Fox News off the air. I guarantee you they want my book to not be published about Donald Trump. They're bad people, man. The left is evil. Stop starting to be naive about it all. It's time to admit the truth.
And you're talking about communism and socialism? Hey,
yeah,
it's
here.
Germany. It started.
Yeah.
And communism, that's how it started. They had people killing them because, oh, I can't stand the fact that they disagree with me. So if they give you a gun and here's a bullet, go shoot yourself. Go ahead.
Right.
That's what Lenin, Stalin, Trotsky, all them other scum.
And don't forget Hitler. The left loves to say Hitler was the right. No, he wasn't. Hitler was the socialist party. Hitler was the left.
Nazi socialism. Nazi socialism. So it is communist socialism. They're all lies together. And they will rip this country apart. Rome didn't fall because somebody conquered him. It was because the dirtbags and the scum in the government running Rome were the ones that ripped it apart and gutted it out.
And by the way, here's the thing. And by the way, Don, it's all about greed. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez is the greediest woman that's ever lived. She wants to be rich. She wants to steal your money. Horrible.
Soros will keep handing her money until she's rich. And it's only the powerful and those who are, quote, the ruling class, that are going to have any money, and the rest of us are going to have nothing.
Right.
And if every person in this country $1 million, there will be some that will make money and have money, and they will give away money, and they'll end up with more money. Okay? And there will be some that will be so broke that they couldn't stay. It would be a joke. You gave me what? $1 million? Oh, I need some more. And, you know, it's the way it is. People are competitive. People who are working for their money, their drive and their ambition is to succeed in what they do. And those who succeed in what they do and they say, government, I don't need you because you don't tell me how to run a business. You can't even run the government without losing every dime we handed to you.
Exactly. There you go. Don summed it up from Long Island. Another New Yorker thinks like me. Thank you, Don. Isn't it funny? New York's become the ultimate left-wing commie state, and yet the ones who are left, there are so many great ones like Donald Trump and Wayne Root and Bill O'Reilly who think like that. Still think like that. Guys who make money in the real world, who understand the way the world works, who have common sense, who don't think transgender men should be competing in women's sports, who don't think transgender men should be in foxholes with us, who don't think transgender men in prison should get taxpayer money to spend $150,000 on surgeries. And I'm pro-gay. Trump's pro-gay. That has nothing to do with letting transgender spend $150,000 in the military and prisons to get gender reassignment surgery and waste our money. Common sense, man. Wayne Allyn, Newsmax. All the cops out there, be careful. Have a safe night. Rest of you. See you tomorrow. God bless.
Hello. I am looking for a special soul from the GCN audience to hire to come to East Ridge, Tennessee and take care of two peaceful, easygoing people, which are a sweet 95-year-old woman and her 60-year-old son. Terms would be free room and board, plus the use of all of our facilities here at home, in exchange for living with us and seeing to our needs. We must have someone that fits in well. We get along with most anybody and value those who like to do the same. We live in a suburb of the scenic city of Chattanooga, Tennessee. Please email Matt at peaceaboveall.net for additional information. Please include your informal resume stating your strengths and weaknesses and reasons you would make a dedicated caregiver. We would also offer to negotiate a nominal salary in addition to everything else. Again, please email matt@peaceaboveall.net. Thanks for responding.